store near you.
Friday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Normally, we would be more foolish than usual. That is, we are foolish, but it's in gradient levels over the... We have more serious on Monday, and then a little bit less serious on Tuesday. Wednesday, 50-50. Thursday, over the top, 65-70%. By the time we get to Friday, it's time to take your pants off.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but today, that's not the case because of what's going on. The Japanese earthquake, 8.9 on the Richter scale. We have a lot of video at DougSteffen.com. You can actually see what's going on. So we are now about 10 minutes after the tsunami hit Hawaii, and we're going to talk to a news anchor at KHVH in Honolulu. But we have all of this stuff. We have video of this in real time at DougSteffen.com, Richie, do we not?
Yeah, Ustream has some continuing coverage cams and shows that are pretty much have cams on the beaches
just
of Hawaii just camped out. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we have
got that up on the website and then got another video of just some of the tsunami in Japan. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And the essence of what – have you got any more from Maria since she landed?
I have not. I just texted her a few minutes ago, and she hasn't responded, so she must have had to turn off her phone for a while. But she was on a plane en route to Hawaii, the Big Island, as they were announcing over the intercom that the tsunami was coming to Hawaii and would hit at about the same time they were landing.
Yeah, welcome to Hawaii. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
So all that stuff is there. Also, the video of the day today, Charlie Sheen poking fun at himself. This is a video from Will Ferrell's Funny or Die company. The thing that's most obvious to me now, if I may just spend a moment on Charlie Sheen, this is a big act. This is a, I think that this whole thing has been a scheme on his part, and he is of the, he's the type of person that would say, ha, 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 at the end of the day, this is my joke on you. And so
he's going, he's walking right up to the edge of that cliff, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. $100 million suit filed against the production company, Warner Brothers, and the producers, and yada, yada, yada.
He puts it into arbitration, which means
going to go. As far as I'm concerned, that's all from the So What file.
Yeah.
That and Lindsay Lohan in the courtroom yesterday, the judge gives her more time. I mean, what is that all about? She wouldn't give me more. He wouldn't give me more time. They need more time to prepare. Why? Well, they need
more time to prepare.
Yeah, that's the video that's been on, what is it, Entertainment Tonight? Every night for a week, they've milked that thing. Show the same video over and over again. Oh, tonight, exclusive coverage.
Did you see Marcia Clark has been commenting on it?
She needs to do her hair differently.
No, her hair, she actually looks really good.
Nah, I thought her hair looked too dark.
No.
Anyway, the point, isn't that silly? We're not talking about the content of what she said. We're talking about the color of her hair.
Yeah, so people do women all the time.
I know. Anyway, this whole thing.
You know what I wonder about her? How did she get a television job?
Because she was the O.J.
Darn, out of losing the case to prove that O.J. murdered those two people.
It was the glove's fault. Remember, that was the death warrant for their case.
How do you lose that case and then go on to have a TV career as a lawyer?
By the way, just a little tsunami update. Apparently it was supposed to hit Hawaii 3 minutes ago and there's nothing happening.
Yeah, it stopped. Stopped short.
Yeah.
Sad enough. Although I did hear somebody describing what happens with the underbelly of the wave. There's the opening in the ocean with the earthquake, and what it does is force water kind of sloshes around. Somebody used the correlative, like somebody getting out of a bathtub.
Right.
And what happens, there's a...
the void. It fills the void, which then creates the wave.
Vacuum. All right, so anyway, the wave moves along, and as there is nothing on the plate, if you will, the bottom of the ocean, to slow it down, it sometimes builds up momentum on the surface, and the wave can get higher and can move faster. But think about it. The wave's traveling about the same speed as an airplane.
Right.
So if you took off from, let's say, Tokyo, and you headed toward
Hawaii. In Hawaii, you'd be home
same
now.
Time. Yeah.
Just grab a surfboard, some free airfare, dude.
Can you imagine riding a wave all the way across the ocean?
No, I can't.
At 585 miles an hour?
No, I can't.
Yeah, I'm looking at the live on the goodayshow.com.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the live cam of the Hawaii beaches and looks okay so far.
Looks okay. Yeah.
The joke may be on us.
Well,
who knows?
Hey, listen, whenever you have an 8-point-something or other magnitude earthquake and a tsunami that hits just across the Pacific, you know that there's something coming.
Right. Speaking of something coming, Peter Greenberg, who's our travel editor, will be talking about waiting too long to book risky these days because of the prices. We were talking about that with Tom Parsons earlier. Pretty much everybody's echoing the same thing. Richie just found out, although he got a good tip from Tom, so he saved himself, about $400 on the trip into Long Beach rather than going to LAX,
I was looking for either L.A. or San Diego from Washington, D.C., and everything was being $600-$800. I just found Washington to Long Beach. And it's $350.
There you go. And did you check out John Wayne Airport, which is down the road another couple of miles?
I'll try that a little bit later.
Sad news today from the Why Would You Care About This department. Justin Timberlake making it official. He wants nothing more to do with longtime girlfriend Jessica Biel.
They
called it quits.
They were together a long time, though. Yeah.
5 years. Yep. So, anyway, they both love each other, respect each other. Ain't it great? One of the things I found interesting this week, I've become, because I go to bed when the all the Entertainment Tonight and the Access Hollywood and, what's it, Mario Lupo? What's the guy's name?
Mario Lopez.
Is that it? Okay.
Mario Lupo.
This guy, where did he come from?
Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm. What's Saved by the Bell?
It was a show when I was a kid.
Right, it was
like
a tweener show.
So is he like a musketeer when he was a kid or something?
Actually, he was in something, wasn't he?
Some TV show?
I think maybe just Saved by the Bell.
I think it was Saved by the Bell.
They usually do the shoots from the Grove, which is about 3 or 4 blocks from where I live.
Who does, Saved by the Bell?
His Access Hollywood show.
Oh, the Access Hollywood show.
Right, which is number 2, Entertainment Tonight. The most watched entertainment show in the world, according to their hype at the beginning of the show. Anyway, what I find, I don't know, I mean, Tony and I went to the movies over there, and they were shooting in front of the movie theater when we were there last Friday. Mario has a lot of man tan and does a nice job with grease on his hair. But good-looking guy, and he comes across well.
Mm-hmm.
The kid's running out of the bathroom. Daddy, Daddy, I want his autograph. Can I get his autograph? The guy is the host of an entertainment show, for God's sakes.
By the way,
what?
Mauna Loa Preschool is closed this morning.
Is it really? Got any other school closings for Hawaii you want to let us know?
Hailey Christian School is closed.
Yeah,
School's closed or on
Maui. But it's going to be okay in a couple hours. So why
the Kinea Charter.
Yeah.
The Pacific Trinity Academy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Innocence Preschool.
Holy Innocence.
All closed today in Hawaii. Really? Oh, and the Hui Malamahi Learning Academy.
Huli.
Learning Center is
Huli,
closed.
Huli. Yeah.
Huli Malamahi.
Those are your school closings from the Good Day Show.
Yesterday, Miley Cyrus took a pop at that same photographer she did the day before when the guy bumped into her mother and they were outside the California Chicken Cafe.
Oh, which is good, by the way.
Oh, it is very. It's great.
Yeah, I can use a wrap
See,
right about
here's
now.
Here's what I think should happen. I think some total nutcase Hollywood person, you know, like your Charlie Sheen, should really pop one of these guys pretty good.
Yeah.
And then just have all the rest of them just kind of stand back. It drives me nuts that Miley Cyrus has to be harassed.
Right. I mean, you may like her or not like her. She's
whatever.
Long worn out as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, it's one thing you're a celebrity and you know you're going to get public notoriety. You can't run away from it. That's, you know, you're not going to have a private life.
But I can understand if she's mad. Yeah, if you bump someone, physically touch someone's mom, like if someone touched my mom because they want my picture,
I'd be all over
all the time,
I'd
be mad.
Yeah.
All right. Best 2 out of 3. And Jennifer wins, by the way.
Thanks.
All right. Miley Cyrus, that nobody deserves to be treated like that. It's 15 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The poll today has to do with the NPR fiasco. I guess that's what it is. Pick a side is what we've asked you to do. NPR continues to get federal funds, yes or no? All right. Simple, plain, bottom line. Yesterday's poll, when was the last time you went through a fast food drive-in? See, 33% of you said once or twice a month. 32% of you said, can't remember the last time I went to a drive-thru. 17% of you said once a week. 9% of you said I do it almost every day. 7% of the population, by the way, 7% of the population stops at McDonald's every day. We started
wow.
this
That's
because
crazy.
We were wow. Talking about the cheese on top of your cheeseburger at a fast food joint. Ain't cheese.
Ain't cheese?
No, it ain't cheese.
It ain't cheese.
It ain't cheese.
I like my burger with ain't cheese,
It's
please.
Loaded with hormones. It's the stuff that comes with the BHT milk that they can't do anything else with, so they because nobody will drink it. So now they figure they can disguise it, put it in cheese, and nobody will be the wiser. Well, I'm here to tell you the story that it is, and you ought to make sure that you... And you can get them to change. If you go to any of these fast food places, say, to the counter clerk, what kind of cheese do you use? His answer is going to be yellow.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
If they don't say cheddar,
it is a no from right. nothing. But perhaps you might want to ask that question, and then sooner or later somebody's going to get the message, and they'll actually start using real cheese instead of a phony whey that has BHT all through it. So you don't even have to take steroids anymore. You go to the gym after you've had a piece of cheese, and you get the same impact.
I think that's what Hulk Hogan's on now, actually.
Yeah, right, cheese, as a matter of fact. All right, let's see what is going on with Andrew. His son's in the Coast Guard. What's going on with your son, Andrew?
Hi, Doug. I just got off the phone with my son. He's in Honolulu. He's in a Coast Guard unit, and being that they're based on the beach, they've evacuated the entire base and moved everybody up on top of a mountain.
Yeah. You know, all right, so that's what's going on there. Thank you for telling us that. Michael, get a hold of our affiliate in Guam. They had to have been affected by this.
Oh, yeah.
Let's find out what's going on. Anybody, now it may be that we can't get through. I'm surprised, sort of, that we haven't heard from anybody in Guam now that I think about it. But call over there to K57 and see if we can find somebody to talk to. It's what time is it? About midnight in Guam, isn't it?
It's 14 hours, so 2 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So let's see what we can do in that score. And in the meantime, all of the focus, there are a lot of things going on. In the
about
world,
midnight,
for sure.
Right. 12. It's 12.
A lot
18.
Of wild weather in the Northeast this weekend. And the United States Laughing Championship takes place this weekend as well. Details at DougStefan.com. 19 past the hour on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals. And if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression. So a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinitySeaEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Now 23 after the hour, the plot thickens, if you will. Times have changed. Originally, the tsunami was supposed to have hit Hawaii about a half hour ago, and now it looks like it'll be about 20 minutes from now when it actually hits, so it's slowing down. Is it going on now, Richie?
No. Good. K-57.
Yeah. I'm going to put Kevin on.
Right.
Kevin Kerrigan is the news director of Pacific News, which owns one of the stations that we're on in Guam. Owns a number of stations, one of which carries this program, K-57. So, Kevin, how long have you been in Guam?
I've been in Guam for about 2.5 years now. This is my second tour out here. I was here about 5 years, about 20 years ago.
Did I meet you when I was there the last time? Were you there when I was visiting? Rich McFadden and I visited there. Heavens, I'm trying to remember.
No, we were there
ago.
In 98.
Was it 98? Okay, mm-hmm. So you weren't there in 98 then, Kevin. Would we lose him?
Hmm.
Already we lost
Kevin.
Him. Did the tsunami hit?
Nope.
No, it didn't. They lifted the warnings in Guam, so hopefully
so what happened
he's all
to him?
Right.
Yeah. But, Richie, see if we can find what the story is.
What happened to him was likely the same thing that happened to us when we went out there in the phone connections.
Not so good. Enjoy your vacation.
All right, I'm putting him on hold, Richie. See if you can find out what the story is. We wanted the. I had wondered about Guam. Guam, Saipan, a number of these islands that were very important to us in World War II and which are now protectorates, Guam is pretty much, when we went there, what we learned was their slogan is where America's day begins.
Yes.
And so in terms of our connection there, this program has been on the air there, I think, for 14, 15 years.
We started in 97, 96 or 97 there, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, 14 years. And it was a neat place. I've been there a couple of times.
It's very cool.
Neat
place. Just to let you know, I think there, what time is it there?
It's 14 hours ahead, so
we're on from 10 p.m. to midnight.
There.
Nine.
Right, so we're not on.
No, today we're on from 9 p.m. to midnight. So.
All right. So, but we're gone and we're off there because it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, then. So
all right. Isn't that right, Richie?
I think it's 12:30. 14 hours would be 12:30, right?
All right. So we just got off. Well, anyway.
Right.
So people there.
Right,
I just want.
To coast to coast.
Wondering.
Yeah.
I think actually Coast to Coast is on. You may be right about that if I remember correctly.
Oh, that's what
it
says.
I was on first, and then Coast to Coast is on after me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what it is? Okay.
That's it.
Anyway, so now we've lost him. Are we trying to reestablish? I just want to know what the connection. Guam is about as flat as any island you can possibly imagine. Not any real terrain there. It's not like Hawaii with the volcanoes.
Yeah, there's terrain, but it's not like Hawaii at all.
No, it's not at all like Hawaii. And the Air Force Base, there's a big Anderson Air Force Base is there.
That was cool.
Which is one of the largest that we have in the Pacific. And it is big. And there is a lot of activity there now because I think our Pacific, much of our Pacific fleet was moved there.
Yes.
They moved it out of Japan and moved it over there, if I'm not mistaken. Which brings me around to asking what may be an interesting question, all right? Just for the heck of it, how many military bases do we have around the world? Take a shot at that. 800-510-8255. All right, Kevin, we got your back again. What kind of warnings did you have after the event in Japan? When tell us sort of you're early in the morning there. We just gone off the air. We just figured out on the radio station. So tell us what the event, if any, is.
Well, it's about 11:30 Friday night here now.
Oh, it is 11:30. So we're still on the station. All right, okay.
Yeah, we had excellent warnings from both the government of Guam here, the Civil Defense Office, and of course we're wired into the international media here, and you know, we heard instantly, you know, when the earthquake happened, we received the reports, there was initially a tsunami watch issued at about 4:30 this afternoon that, mm-hmm. that was converted to a tsunami warning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty bad scare overall for a lot of us. The beaches were closed down by order of the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Roadways were closed down along the coastline, and yeah. We sat tight and waited. We had about six waves pass by here. None of them were more than 18 inches in height.
Right.
There was no damage, yeah. no injuries.
Right.
You have it was a long night.
You are about what 800 miles from Tokyo or less? How far? You're not even that far from Tokyo, are you?
It's about a three-hour flight. I believe it's over 1,000 miles. Frankly,
okay,
I don't really know the exact mileage.
So up to where the event took place would be another probably 200-300 miles from Tokyo, right? North of there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So do you think under the circumstances, because Anderson Air Force Base is there, that you're better warning, better protection? Anderson has become quite an important cog in our military wheel, has it not?
It is. Anderson's at the north side of the island. We have a big naval station here on Guam as well. But, you know, Guam itself, there's 170,000 of us out here. We've got two newspapers and two TV stations, lots of radio coverage. So we're all wired into the Internet stuff.
So yeah.
We were watching the international media, the Japanese media here, and you know, the terrible devastation up there in Japan throughout the evening.
Yeah.
And we were sitting tight here, hoping that nothing came our way. Unfortunately, nothing did.
Now, not to interrupt you guys, but there are a few waves that they're reporting in Kauai right now.
Nothing serious. Kevin, how do you like living there?
It's lovely.
Where did you come from? Where in the States are you from?
Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
That's a big move.
Yeah, sure is.
Man, you talk about a life change. God bless you. All right, well, our best to the people who are over there at K57. Thank you. We just wanted to know that things were kind of cool, and they sound like they're A-OK. So Kevin Kerrigan, news director at the station in Guam, 1:30.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A good day in Japan, and I'm just looking at the, we're watching at DougStephan.com the shots from Waikiki Beach, and prior to that we had this sort of wave graph of what happened as the waves went across the Pacific Ocean from, excuse me, about 14 hours ago, I think, wasn't it, or 13 hours ago, when this thing hit. It may not have even been that long ago. So it takes, it has taken 4, 5, 6 hours to get to Hawaii, because it wasn't that long. It was like 8 o'clock our time last night, right?
Yeah.
So
it's there now. They are getting some waves in Hawaii. They're saying at Waikiki Beach, they're having a set of waves that started about 20 minutes past this hour, and then Kauai already had a few as well.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like anything devastating.
I mean, if in Guam, we just talked to our station out there,
K57,
they got 18-inch waves.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time it gets to Hawaii and then to the west coast.
Forget it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it said it covered the break wall.
Whether this is a good maybe exercise. I'm one of these people who thinks most of the time public officials overdo it just to sort of emphasize their importance. In this circumstance, makes a lot of sense to close the beaches, close access,
get
people out of there, get them to higher ground, use some common sense. And these idiots that are going there trying to, they're angry. I saw, I just actually heard out of the corner of my ear from one of the local stations here how people were upset because the police were driving them off those parking lots along the Pacific Coast Highway. You can anywhere. I mean, actually, you can down way south if you are in Newport Beach, for example. You come up Pacific Coast Highway, all those beautiful beaches along there, and through into Manhattan Beach, where the airport is, north into Marina del Rey, and along Pacific Palisades, Santa Monica, up into Malibu, and that whole curve. The good thing about we're sort of in the L.A., what they call the L.A. Basin. The waves will, because of the direction they're coming, there is a jetty kind of at Santa Barbara, and that breaks the waves. So that's one of the reasons there are never really any consequential waves in the basin, because they're broken by the jetty, the north of Malibu, as you're heading into Santa Barbara, that whole area that sticks out there, that really kind of protects the L.A. Basin. So the only thing that's going on in television here in Los Angeles is the irresponsibility of these people hooting and hollering on the air. Well, we don't. Yeah, and this is sort of, I always like to rail because I think the lack of common sense is so typical of the dumbing down of America. These people in their stupid, stupid expressions and idiotic questions that are nonsensical, that really don't get to the heart of the matter. First of all, people want to know if there's danger and whether or not they should be careful. Okay, that makes good sense. Cover that.
Right.
How much damage might be done? Cover that. But don't give us, this is all that we know right now. They don't know anything. It's like they're piped into some god someplace that's telling them some special information. Everybody, everywhere, has access to exactly the same information. It's not like they're being told something specially, or we have, it's all, that's nonsense.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I'm sitting here watching this stream on our website that we embedded from a Ustream live feed from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And right now there are 16,746 people watching this same camera
video.
View,
yeah.
Which was also just up on NBC News and CNN. So this one little webcam or security cam that they have at this hotel on the beach at Waikiki, millions of people around the world are watching for the 18-inch wave.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, with regard to Guam, one of the things that came into my mind as I remember at Anderson Air Force Base and how important it is to us and what kind of a neat place it was. Did you have a tour with me, Richie, or was that when I was there by myself?
No, you and I did that. They did an air show for you and I.
Right. Yeah.
It was wonderful. So cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. Anyway, I asked the question. I want to get the answer. How many military bases? This sort of just popped into my mind. And who knows why I know this? People say to me, well, how do you have... I don't know where I'm reaching.
In there?
I don't even know why I know this, but I know the answer to the question. How many military bases do we have around the world? How many American military, Air Force, Army bases, Coast Guard, how many of these do we have in our country, total, and around the world? So let's see if Jerry, who is in Chisholm, Minnesota, has the right answer. Jerry, good to have you on board on Good Day. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. Okay, so what's the number you think? How many bases do we control and manage around the globe?
Well, I think it's about 790.
You are close enough. 784 is the number of bases that
good.
We have. Can you? But I mean, think about it in terms of relativity. How much hardware we have? How much infrastructure we have to have?
Yeah.
How much it costs us to have people on the ground in all of these? That's a lot of there's a lot of responsibility there. And it helps us to understand, even though the Department of Defense and the Government Accounting Office don't want to agree on the number, the GAO says that for $460 billion, we'd have exactly the same services as we do now in the proposed budget for almost $700 billion. There's that much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the system. And you know, is there duplicity? That is, do we have too many bases in the same general area? Especially in this day when we know that a lot of the, especially the Air Force stuff, is the planes don't have to be around. The drones that these kids fly in Tampa or they're in someplace in Colorado, they don't need to be.
Yeah.
So you wonder, what is the real reason for keeping all of these bases open? At least I asked that question. Why do we need so many of them if we're this capable with technology? It's a question we've had.
Because the price of freedom's not cheap, I mean, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I think that they overdo it a little bit, don't you, in terms of the waste and the fraud, the corruption. If you need stuff, we need hardware, we can build it. But when you have hundreds of billions of dollars basically factored in as waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, something's wrong there.
I agree. I think there's a lot of waste in the military and almost anything within this country.
And now, we're all worried. We ought to be, you know, we're talking about budgets that we ought to cut, like the big hoopla this week is cutting, what, $100 million from NPR? For God's sakes, they ought to be spending this much time looking at the waste and the fraud and the corruption for billions in the Pentagon budget. That would
right.
be. Is there any common sense left anywhere is the question. Jerry, you're a good man. Hold on a second. Appreciate your call. We'll give you some of the items that we have in the Doug Steffen grab bag in our prize closet. Didn't we have somebody else that we were going to talk to? I'm sort of running this thing by the seat of my pants, which is...
Dr. Ken in a couple of minutes.
Sarah, well, I was thinking that we had one more person we wanted to talk to about what was going on over that corner of the world. No, okay. The other thing that you ought to be aware of, those of you who are listening in Pennsylvania and New York State and across through New England, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, all of our listeners there, New York State, New England. This is going to be one messy weekend. Heavy, heavy, heavy rains. Lots of flooding.
The rain that just came through here that's heading up towards your way in Boston.
It was a state of emergency that's been already declared in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Ohio is a mess again. They had to shut down schools in Cincinnati along the Ohio and Mississippi. Isn't it Mississippi? No, it's the Ohio River that's there. Where it comes, Cincinnati is right on the border of Kentucky. And the river stays there, I can imagine, it always was pretty high. 3 inches of rain in as many hours there in northern New Jersey, another 3-4 inches yesterday. So it's moved up into New England, northern New England, pretty much. I was talking to the folks on the farm yesterday. Everything's thawed out because temperature was, I think, in the 50s yesterday. But the mud and everything everywhere. Now, because there was really never any serious frost, that's one of the things that happens. And actually, it's a good thing in terms of the relative effect of a lot of rain at this time of year. If we'd had a heavy, heavy frost, then the water would just be washing down the street. But because there's really basically no frost left in the ground, the snow's all melted, it protected the ground from being frozen. So, in fact, the ground is absorbing more than it might otherwise at this time of year, because we're not even in the middle of March. What's today, the 10th?
Yeah.
So we, even though we have a less than 2 weeks until the beginning of spring, this is the time, you know, a lot of times the frost doesn't get out of the ground until April. Sometimes we can plow we can plant some seeds early in April, but in this case, it'll have to be dry. Even if the rain stopped tomorrow, we need 10 days of, relatively warm and dry in order to be able to get on the land. So that's the kind of thing that is being faced by people. The roadways, they just can't handle all of this rain. The sewer systems just are not, and they ought not to be. This is an unusual occurrence. So, and what they tell us in Hawaii, where this is, there's no weather in Hawaii. It's just this. It's the.
It's just the waves.
It's
just waves.
The storm.
It's the storm of
72
water.
There right now.
Right.
Perfect.
But they shut down all of the public services. So that means all the sewage is just going out into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't be wanting to spend too much time on those beautiful beaches there if you're over there today. So that's pretty much a summary of what's going on.
Ooh, plus daylight savings time tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Turn
Don't
your clocks
that.
Ahead. Mm-hmm. Spring ahead. Isn't it seemed like we just went November, isn't it?
So do we lose an hour or gain an hour?
We lose an hour.
Oh, I hate that.
Lose an hour. Why? You just sleep for another hour. It's a big
all
deal.
Right.
Huh?
But then it's late when you wake up.
Yeah.
That's all right. You can handle it, Jennifer.
I'll do my best.
They're very good. It's 16 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronaus is the next expert you're here on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door, and now he's opening his imaginary door, and the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now, and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mush mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
Dr. Ken Kronaus is here, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you in part by the folks that have prepared all these great meals for you, the MetaFast diet, which has been used by Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and other members of our staff. It allows you to dine out, eat at a restaurant, every day if you'd like to, sure, while still following the diet.
Sure.
That's really very cool.
You know, and I'm getting lots of Facebook messages and emails from listeners who are saying, mm-hmm, so
they're
what's the real
too
deal? Yeah, tell me about it. Mm-hmm. And I've never gotten this much response from any product that we've ever talked about. Everybody sees how easy this is and how we've been able to do it, and they're interested in doing it too.
Well, you can thank Ken for that because he signed on with all these other doctors that have been recommending MetaFast. After all, that's the derivation of the product, MetaFast. Doctors have created this, Ken, right? They put the idea for the meals together with nutritionists, dietitians, so it's scientifically formulated to keep you full, satisfied, not feeling hungry, eating good food. It's the way to lose weight. This is the safe, intelligent way to do this.
Over 20,000 American physicians have signed on to this program. I saw it yesterday in my office. A patient who's been struggling to lose that last 20 pounds her whole life has finally done it on MetaFast.
Log on to MetaFastKen.com, all one word, MediFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken, DrKen. Save $50 over the cost of the MetaFast food. Or you can call 800, toll-free, 800-506-4115. Did I go too fast? Or you got the number?
Do it again.
800-506-4115. Use the same code, Dr. Ken. Save $50. Results will vary. Consult your doctor before beginning this weight loss program or any weight loss program. Okay, news today on coffee and women and strokes.
This is very important news out of the medical journal Stroke, which is from the American Heart Association. Women, you think you're not involved in medical research. Here's a very big study. Women who have had at least one cup of coffee or even up to five cups daily, they may be reducing their risk of stroke by as much as 25%.
Wow.
And women who do not drink coffee at all may actually be increasing their risk for stroke.
Yeah.
Wow. So
I'm
is
drinking
that,
mine right now.
Listen to that.
What about men, though, Ken? What about men?
I knew you'd ask me that. Mm-hmm. And this study involved all women, and we just need to do the same study on men, and I'm sure it's coming as more studies will try to confirm this study.
Well, isn't it likely there would be a similar effect?
You can't assume anything in medicine.
Right. No, because it makes an ass out of you and me. You figure that out, right? Assume.
There have been studies where you do the same thing in men, and it just gives you a different result.
All right, lack of sleep in the news, and what happens to your psyche if you are not getting enough sleep?
Maybe this is the underlying theme of Good Day, Journal of Neuroscience. When people do not get enough sleep, they tend to make overly optimistic decisions and may be more prone to risky gambling.
Really?
This is the greatest show ever, don't you think, Dr. Ken? You want to bet on something?
I'll go to Las Vegas.
Bet you that tsunami will hit.
All right, the new lupus drug, blockbuster news here, Ken.
Serious breakthrough, serious great news. The first new treatment for lupus in a half century won approval this week. It's a milestone for patients with this disabling disease, and it's a potential blockbuster for its tiny biotech maker called Human Genome Sciences. It's being done in collaboration with GlaxoSmithKline.
So who gets the stock bump, GlaxoSmithKline
Both.
Or this little company?
Both.
All right, new lupus. So they, but already Wall Street and the stock market has factored this in because this information would have only been good for people buying the stock a week ago.
Well, this week it happened.
Yeah, all right. So that's that story. Let me tell you quickly about another story that Ken and I are happy. We go to the mountains, go to the hilltops, and declare the advantages of using Digestive Advantage. They have a preventative formula to help with a whole variety of gastrointestinal ailments. For example, Ken?
Yes. For example, you have lactose problems, constipation, gas, and if you have all of these symptoms of the bowel that your doctor can't find a solution for, try this. It puts together the probiotics and enzymes. It's a natural way to help.
All right. Go to Target, Walgreens, CVS, Digestive Advantage available in drugstores, supercenters. Look for the digestion section and make sure that you buy the 30-day supply. Costs less than $10. That's half of what the competition, and it's twice as good. What a deal. Digestive Advantage.
Oh. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
From the movie of the same name, the number one movie during this week in 1965.
Would you believe me if I told you I never have seen The Sound of
Music? No.
I know. I feel like I'm missing out.
Go get the DVD.
I've seen a minute or two of it here and there.
Come on, you big fan.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you're too much of a man to watch it. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Apparently, I am.
Okay. No,
I just I see it on, and then I'll realize Caddyshack's on somewhere else, and there I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Stripes, you know.
Yeah.
Animal House.
Yeah. Do we need any attention to anything?
Any Bruce Willis flick.
All right, let's get to our contest today. Chuck Curry has, what has he got, the flu or something?
He's got
again?
The flu.
He's been really sick most of the winter. Too bad. All right, so in his spirit, we will move on. The contest today focuses on the number one movie this week, 1984. I remember last year when we did this. There are some gimmies if you take. It depends on how we've done the audio. We try to do the audio differently each time. Your opportunity to win, if you've never won on Movie Moments before, and you can figure this out, you call us at 800-510-8255, and we'll see if we can't give you some nice prizes as a result. Little things from the Doug Steffen world. Here's the first clip.
I just want to meet a woman. I want to meet a woman. And,
got it.
And I want to fall in love, and I want to get married, and I want to have a kid, and I want to go see him play a tooth in the school play.
All right.
Got it.
Already?
Yep.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Next clip.
The saddest thing I ever saw.
It's Bonanza.
A man killed another man on the street.
Oh, no, no, no. This is only TV. I thought you understood about TV.
This is make-believe.
This is just pretend killing that's going on here. So, you know, this guy, he's an actor, and next week he'll get shot on another show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Great. Ron Howard flick.
Yeah.
First Ron Howard flick.
I think it is. You're right, Richie. Yep. Okay, last clip. Last clip.
Directorial, that is.
Yeah. All my life, I've been waiting for someone, and when I find her, she's
a fish.
She's a fish. Nobody said love's perfect.
No, what the story
yeah,
is.
Yeah, this is a duh.
And the great John Candy was in this, too.
Yeah, this is a wonderful vehicle for her as well. She's become quite an interesting actress in many different ways. Played a lot of different kinds of roles. Okay, 800-510-8255. Give us the name. We give you the prize. That easy. We'll have some movie news for you in a moment here on Good Day. Will we not?
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Paramount announced this week that A Mother's Curse, a road trip comedy starring Barbara Streisand and Seth Rogen.
That's a weird combo.
Right? Yeah, really. How'd they ever get together?
They're shooting, playing mother and son. The only thing they have in common is they're white and they're Jewish. Other than that, they breathe the same air.
That's
my God.
That's about it. The Conspirator, by the way, opens April 15th.
All right. Let's get the answer here, although I don't know there's a lot of heavy lifting that's necessary. I'm looking around for somebody who's got the wrong answer, and I can't find anybody.
No, you're not going to find that.
I guess we'll go with the right answer. I can't seem to put Phil on the air. Richie, would you do the honors?
Phil?
Get him on. Hurry up.
Here it is, right?
Yeah. Phil. We got him?
There it is. Phil.
Phil, what's the name of the movie?
Yes.
What is it?
Flash.
You got it. Hold on a minute.